USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House is preparing to allow for the release of some migrants into the U.S. after more than 11,000 were caught crossing the southern border earlier this week. Texas Republican Representative Jody Harrington says President Biden is conceding the border to the drug cartel.
The president's first job is to provide for a common defense and to uphold the laws of the land. That's not happening. He has the tools. He has the authority. He doesn't have the will.
The Biden administration will direct Customs and Border Protection to begin releasing migrants into the country without court dates or the ability to track them. The COVID-era policy, Title 42, allowed for migrants to be quickly turned back, is about to end at midnight. Former President Trump had some thoughts on that. Ryan Daniels has a story.
He made the comments during his appearance on CNN's town hall event in New Hampshire Wednesday.
It was going to be a day of infamy. You're going to have millions of people pouring into our country right now at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
He also said the people who want Title 42 to end are destroying the country, and migrants are massing at the border now, trying to cross into this country or preparing to when Title 42 dissolves. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Marine veteran that allegedly put Jordan Neely into a fatal chokehold on a city subway could face criminal charges tomorrow. The Manhattan District Attorney is looking into charge 24-year-old Daniel Penny. It appears the decision was made by the DA's office in consultation with the NYPD. It will happen without being presented to a grand jury at this time. American employees are more satisfied in their jobs than ever. This according to a survey by the Conference Board. Over 62% of respondents said they're overall satisfied with their job, a 2.1 percentage point increase over last year's survey. That's the highest ever since the survey began in 1987. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Israeli army and Palestinian militants exchanged rockets and airstrikes in heavy cross-border fire. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired hundreds of rockets towards Israel after the Israel Defense Forces carried out deadly airstrikes on what it said are Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza. Today's the last day to have COVID tests covered by insurance. The White House announced earlier this year that the public and national health emergency designations that began in 2020 would end in May. Americans with health insurance have been able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January 2022. A guilty plea from a former NFL first-round pick.
Former Las Vegas Raider wide receiver Henry Ruggs has pleaded guilty to 2 charges related to a deadly car crash in 2021. Ruggs was charged with DUI resulting in death and vehicular manslaughter. Las Vegas Metro Police say Ruggs was going more than 150 miles per hour on a residential street when he plowed into another car, killing the driver and the dog. Ruggs' blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. He's facing 3 to 10 years in state prison when he's sentenced on August 9th. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The American Psychological Association says teenagers should be trained before going on social media. The organization this week issued a set of 10 recommendations, mainly aimed at parents, and said teens should be taught internet and social media literacy. Dave Collins, USA News.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's Tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.